Radio.
Prayer in the Way of St. Francis. A talk by Father Highhawk at the Capuchin Franciscan Youth Fest 2015.
So good to be with you all. This is my second time actually here in Sydney, Australia. I came for World Youth Day back in 2008, so it's good to be back. Anyone go to World Youth Day back there? Very good. Who's going to Poland? Good for you. Yay. So, good to be with you all. When I say okay, you say all right, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope this weekend we can have a good time, all right?
Okay.
Oh, good. You caught on. When I say all right, you say okay, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So the theme of this weekend is prayer, mission, and peace. So hopefully you can catch on. And we're talking about prayer tonight. Prayer leads us to mission, to be missionaries, to bring peace. Okay? And I'm going to share with you tonight and throughout the rest of the weekend the Franciscan perspective of what this all means in the eyes of St. Francis and St. Clare. Okay? All right. Just checking. Okay. All right, now. All right, I get your point. Now, some of this might be a review for a lot of you, especially for the friars and the sisters, but hopefully even the stuff that you already know can affirm us in living this Christian way of life, living a prayerful life, being called to be missionaries. Okay? All right. So prayer. Tonight we're going to talk about prayer. What does it mean to pray? Especially for Francis and Clare, I think it starts from the heart. The eyes of the heart. How we see with our hearts. I think especially now I can't say your generation because I'm not too much older than you. My generation too. We see a lot of things. Like even with Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. We see a lot of things. I don't know if you do it, but I just started a Twitter account this past year just to, you know, get into the new evangelization stuff and whatever. And so I'm flipping through Twitter on the laptop or the phone or whatever, and I see a lot of stuff. But honestly, I don't remember a lot of it. But I think prayer is just the opposite. You see a lot of stuff, but you have to really know how to see and be with it. It's more than just seeing. Prayer is a way of being. From the heart. So St. Francis learned how to pray from the Lord, from Jesus, right? Because even in the rule, St. Francis says, our way of life is to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live the gospel, to live the gospel. And so we're going to learn how to pray as Francis prayed after the example of Jesus. Amen? Elva, right? Elva, can you read that for us, please?
He went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach.
Now, what did Jesus have the apostles do, the 12? He appointed the 12 to do what?
Preach,
okay. What else? Who said that? Eric. Very good. Right there. To be with him. Even before they went out to preach, he appointed them to be with him. Just to be with him. Just to be with him. And I think that's at the heart of prayer. When we pray, we're just simply being with the Lord. And I think that as holy laziness, just being with him, you're not doing anything, much. But you're opening your heart so that you can see and so that you can simply be with the Lord. Oh, holy laziness, okay? And we get this example from other saints, other gospel figures, like the Blessed Virgin Mary. She held all these things in her heart when the Lord was born. She pondered and reflected on these things in her heart, And again, in the Gospel of Luke, when she presents Jesus to the temple, she held all these things in her heart. right? She kept all these things in her heart. And even when it's tough, we're called to do that, to pray, to hold all these things in our heart. I think nowadays it's sometimes hard for us to just sit and be, right? It can be very, we can get very fidgety. It's hard for us just to be. Ron Rollheiser, who is an oblate of Mary Immaculate, who lives in Canada, he talks about holding this intention. Like Mary gives an example of holding things in tension. Can be very intense, and yet she holds it in her heart. At the foot of the cross, she holds that tension. At the birth of the Lord, she holds that tension. For us, nowadays, we want to release that tension, right? A quick fix, satisfy our longings, like instant gratification. We want to get rid of tension. But prayer is when you just be and hold that tension. And when you hold it, you are able to see. And when you see, God helps you to see even more clear. And of course, Saint Joseph. We don't hear a lot about him in the scriptures, but he was known as the first contemplative. He didn't say a word, but just think about that. When Jesus was born, he was right there. In his early life, in Nazareth, Joseph was right there with him. Didn't say much, but he was just there, just being. So this weekend, as we invite you to go on retreat and to pray, I invite you just to be, okay? I don't know if you get cell phone reception here, but if you don't, it might be a good thing to help you practice just being, to open up your heart, to see more, and just to be. Okay? Because prayer is a way of being. More than just doing, it's a way of being, as Francis was described in his biography. Francis did not so much pray as he himself became a prayer. And so when we pray the rosary, when we pray litanies and novenas, when we're speaking in our prayers, that can be a very good thing, a very helpful thing. But more than just that, we're called to become ourselves a way of being, to become a prayer by the very way we live our lives. So that's what I want to invite all of you to enter into this weekend, especially tonight as we start talking about prayer. Okay? So let's pray. Go ahead and put your pens and papers and things down on your lap or on the chair. Go ahead and sit up straight. Put your feet flatly on the ground. Palms facing up or comfortably on your lap. Close your eyes if you wish. Take a deep breath. Breathe in slowly and deeply and completely. Hold it for just a second, and then when you're ready, let it out slowly and deeply and completely. And take in another deep breath, breathing in God's Spirit, God's life, slowly, deeply, and completely. And then when you're ready, exhale, letting it out, all your anxieties, your concerns, your worries for this weekend. Letting it out slowly, deeply, and completely. And as you pray, see if you notice the beating of your heart. And this is the heart that Jesus invites you to open, so that you might be able to see. And in that opening of the heart, allow him to enter in and just be present, just be. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. How was that for you? Did you all fall asleep already?
Yeah.
Just that practice of just being can be very fruitful, very helpful for us. How did you feel just right now, just with that practice?
Relaxed.
At peace.
At peace.
Centered. More connected. Quiet. With the Lord. What was that?
Alive.
Good. Now that was just a brief 30 seconds. Okay. So you can do this in your car, at work, in the office, at home, in your room. Okay. And just be. Because that, I think, when it comes to Franciscan, or following the example of Francis and Claire in prayer, that's it. The prayer of the heart. It's affective. It's not up here. It's not cognitive. Now, cognitive prayer can be very important too, but distinctively, characteristically, our way of life is from here. What touches our heart, how our heart sees to help us be alive, connected, at peace, quiet. Okay. And it comes back to what Francis said too about rest. And it draws from the Gospel of Mark. Come away by yourselves, Jesus says. Come away by yourselves and be to a deserted place and rest a while. Holy laziness, just resting, just being. This is an image of a statue of Francis in the Carcere in Assisi. This actually is a friar, Father Manuel. He was just ordained 2 weeks ago. And during our pilgrimage to Assisi, I had the joy of going on the pilgrimage trip with him. And this is an actual statue up in the hermitage, up on the mountain. So it refers to the story of how Francis one day asks Brother Giles, "Brother Giles, how did you become so holy?" So Giles says to Francis, "Well, because when I was younger, I would go up on the roof and at night just stare at the stars. I would go out to the fields and just stare up at the wondrous sky and just be lazy." It's a holy laziness. It's a way of being. It's coming to rest with the Lord. And that's our Franciscan prayer, just resting, opening our hearts to really get in touch with that, to just be. And Francis says that too. He calls the Lord, "You are love, charity. You are humility. You are security. You are rest," in the praises to God, Francis writes. And I really like how he says, "You are rest. God, you are rest. When I'm at rest, I'm with the Lord." And that word that he uses, quies contemplationis, it's an idleness. It's going on vacation. It's being lazy. Okay, so that's what we're called to do. So this weekend, if there's any worry or fear, just relax, okay? Just be with the Lord this weekend. There are going to be a lot of talks, a lot of reflection time. Just time for you to be by yourself. So just trust in that. Okay? Go ahead and turn to a partner and someone sitting next to you with two or groups of three. Go ahead and take a quick minute to reflect on these questions. Where is your relationship now as you come to this retreat with God? And how does your prayer influence your life? Or is even prayer an important part of your life? And when you pray, is rest a part of it? How do you find rest in God? Go ahead and share with someone sitting next to you. When I say all right, you say okay, all right? Okay. All right, here we go. Hopefully, you get more time throughout the weekend to share with each other. Now, as we're talking about praying of the heart, from the heart, it's from the heart that we have our desires. The deepest longings are there from the heart. In this next phase, I'm going to talk a little bit about when we see with the eyes of our heart, It's seeing our desires, our deepest longings. And think about these questions as I go through this next section, okay? When Jesus, even before Jesus touches the eyes of Bartimaeus and heals him and allows him to see, he asks them, "What do you want me to do for you?" In other words, what do you desire? What do you want in your heart, in your the deepest recesses of your heart? What do you want? And can you see that? Okay. And what do you desire and hold and love? What competes with your desire to see God? So think about those questions as I go through this next section. We're going to talk about Claire's gaze eventually. We're going to build up to that, especially tomorrow. St. Paul says it very well in his letter to the Ephesians. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened. Did any of you bring a Bible with you? Oh, you're such good Catholics. Hopefully you have at least a Bible app on your phone or something, right? Good. If you don't have the Bible app, download the Bible app. It'll be the easy way to flip open your Bible. St. Paul says, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones. When you're looking for desire, and I know a lot of you are in college, finishing college, looking for a job, finding your vocation. When you're searching for that desire, what you long for, what you want to do, may the eyes of your heart be opened. Okay. So that you can really recognize that desire. And how you recognize that is by prayer, by opening up those eyes of your heart. Those of you who are going to Poland next year, you'll see this again. This is the theme for next year's World Youth Day in Poland. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And in reflecting on this, Pope Francis, in February of this past year, he wrote a reflection about this theme. Tell me your name again.
Yeah.
Tika. Can you read this? This is a quote from Pope Francis. And he quotes St. John Paul II in parts of it too. So this is the reflection about being pure in heart, touching on your desires, opening the eyes of your heart to see.
In Christ you find fulfilled your every desire for goodness and happiness. He alone can satisfy your deepest longings, which are so often clouded by deceptive worldly promises.
Christ alone satisfies your deepest longings.
He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provokes you with that thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who urges you to shed the masks of a false life. It is he who reads in your heart your most genuine choices. It is Jesus who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives.
Now this is the part where Pope Francis quotes John Paul II. Christ is the beauty which you long for. It is he who urges you to shed that mask. Take it off. Just take it off so you can see. It is Christ who reads in your hearts your deepest desires, your most genuine choices. It is Christ who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives. I'm sure all of you, as young adults, want to do something great with your lives. But it's Christ. Hopefully, you recognize and see that in the desires of your heart. It's Christ who stirs and spurns that on. Open up the heart to see that. Now, from the Franciscan perspective, as we are called to open up our hearts, to pray affectively, to see with the eyes of our heart, St. Bonaventure, a Franciscan saint, says it comes from the cross. We're going to talk about the San Damiano cross tomorrow too. But St. Bonaventure talks about that if you want to love, if you want to pray from the heart, if you want to be with the Lord in your prayer from the heart. It starts from here. It starts from the heart. And he says this, Christ on the cross bows his head, waiting for you that he may kiss you. His arms are outstretched that he may embrace you. His hands are open that he may enrich you. His body spread out that he may give himself totally to you. His feet are nailed that he may stay there. His side open for you that he may let you enter there. So when we pray, when we truly pray with the eyes of our heart, and when we really open up ourselves, we recognize that it's really Christ who opens up himself to us. It's when we desire the good things, when we desire the Lord, we recognize it's really Christ on the cross who desires us and embraces us. Okay? We might think that we're here on retreat to do good things and to pray and to desire the Lord, but it's really the Lord who is desiring us. Remember what Jesus asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" The Lord is ready to do that. He desires it. And he embraces you to do that. Are you ready to embrace him back? I think Father Dean was trying to come in. But Father James, can I ask you to come in here real quick? Isn't it good to see Father James? Yeah? Give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug, Father James. All right. Now come here. How are you doing?
Nervous.
Yeah? Are you feeling uncomfortable yet?
A little bit.
All right. Now, if I just met Father James out in the street, I probably wouldn't do this, right? But he's a good guy. Now, notice when we embrace each other, it takes a while to really warm up to each other, to embrace. And when you embrace someone, you really have to be vulnerable, right? Your arms are wide open. Your hearts are wide open to embrace the other person. I wouldn't do this if I just met him on the street. It takes time, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be nervous, all right?
I'm there.
Now, notice again, too, when you embrace someone, Father James isn't just going to melt away and dissolve and become Father High. Father High isn't just going to transform and become Father James. Even though both of us are mutually vulnerable to each other, we're completely connected and related to each other in the embrace. Okay, it's a vulnerability where you say, I am completely open and available to the mystery of the other person. And the other person is the same way with me in that embrace. And I think that's the same way with the cross. When you embrace the Lord on the cross, you enter deeply into that mystery of who he is. If you truly embrace him with the eyes of your heart, if you truly open up your heart in your prayer, don't go away yet. Right? Now, and if you do that, you enter deeply into that mystery of who he is on the cross for you. The God who desires you, who opens up his arms wide, his heart wide open to desire and embrace you back. Thanks, Father James. No. See, that wasn't so bad. Okay. So it's as Ilia Delio, a Franciscan sister in the United States, she writes, is the ability not to the ability not to understand. Entering to the mystery of Jesus' love and his desire for us, for me, on the cross. It's that vulnerability, that feeling of embarrassment, like Father James, of saying, okay, I'm here. But I allow myself with my open heart to just be. To be loved. To be held. To be embraced. With me so far? And it can be a challenge, but that's what we're called to in our prayer, in our life of prayer. That total, complete vulnerability to the other. And that's what Francis did. He was able to do that because he prayed, this is what I want. This is what I long for with all my heart. After his conversion, Francis went to the church and he opened up the gospel book to ask the Lord, you know, what ought I do? What do I need to do now that I am following you? And so he found several passages in the Gospels about selling all your property to give to the poor, going out to preach with carrying a no sandal or walking stick, right? And when he found those messages that God was giving to him, he said, "This is what I want. This is what I long for with all my heart." He was able to totally embrace the Lord because he allowed the Lord to embrace him back, because he was able to recognize that deep desire in his heart. He saw that with his heart, not just with his eyes, with his heart. And in seeing that with the eyes of the heart, Francis was able to recognize God's presence for him in his life, okay? Not just in the church, but the humility of God, the Word made flesh, born in a manger, to become a human person just like us, to be present with us in all of creation. The humility of God, not only to be with us, but to die for us, to grant us salvation. And so Francis was able to really see and focus his heart just on that. This is what I long for. This is what I desire with all my heart. And so when we pray, from the Franciscan perspective, affectively, can we see that? Can we see God's love for us, that deep desire for us? Okay. So just keep calm and keep your eyes open. The heart, fix your eyes. The eyes of your heart open on Jesus. We're going to talk about this tomorrow too, but I'm going to mention today, just as a brief introduction. In seeing God's presence, God's embrace for us in the eyes of our heart, St. Clare talks about the gaze. Clare, who's a good friend of St. Francis, she talks about the gaze, and she writes a letter to another sister, Agnes of Prague. And she writes several letters to her, actually. In the second letter to Agnes, she writes, "O most noble queen, gaze upon him. See, gaze. Consider him. Contemplate him as you desire to imitate him." It's that gaze. It's that opening up of your heart. Close your eyes right now. Just real quick. Close your eyes. And again, think about your heart, the beating of your heart. Now think about what you desire most in life. What is it that your heart desires most? And then allow the eyes of your heart to gaze, as Claire says, gaze upon that. And as you're thinking about that desire, ask yourself, challenge yourself, invite yourself to see if this gaze is upon him. As you're gazing on that desire, are you gazing on him, the Lord? Go ahead and open your eyes. That's our challenge in the life of prayer. Okay, that's our challenge. We're not going to get there. I'm not going to get there overnight. Not after this weekend. But it takes a lifetime. It took Claire 40 years. 40 years. But it's a practice. It's a recognition. Do we recognize it? Going back to Bartimaeus now. Again, share with the person next to you, or groups of two or three. Ask yourself this. Ask yourself if, picture yourself being as Bartimaeus, blind, not only with your eyes, but with your heart. And Jesus is asking you, young adults from Melbourne, from Brisbane, Sydney, asking you right now, sitting right here, what do you want me to do for you? What do you desire most? And then what competes with that desire? What's blocking that vision of your heart right now? Okay. I don't know if Father Thomas would want you to share in small groups, perhaps these questions or other questions, or just in groups of two or three. I'll leave that up to him. But perhaps consider those things tonight in your prayer. Okay? Amen.
That was Father Hai Ho with Prayer in the Way of St. Francis. The Capuchin Franciscan Youth Fest 2015 was held at Ruthane Conference Centre in Sydney. For more from the Capuchin Youth Fest, and for more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.